This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Leah Thomas's real name, William Thomas. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks. Vince mentioned school, so I'm going to go there next. And I'm going to go to healthcare, then I'm going to go to general news and just rattle off as much information to wake up the public as I can. So here's breaking news that just occurred in the last few hours. Multiple officers were actually inside the Robb Elementary School with rifles, at least with one ballistic shield at 11:52 a.m. So basically it shows with new evidence and new videos that they didn't enter the classroom for another 58 minutes while in the school. I want you to think about that. Now, is this cowardice or were they ordered to stand down? Even an order to stand down should not stop a police officer from doing this. Look, this is all part of the ploy to take away the people's weapons, to take away guns. This is what every totalitarian dictatorship, Nazi-controlled fascist system has done. You give them an inch, they will take a country, okay? You got to remember, the Second Amendment, everybody says it's the right to bear arms. It's also, the Second Amendment denies the government authority to infringe upon our right to bear arms. So when you say that, assuming you have enough time, you got to say the whole thing. Okay, so let me go to schools here, and while I'm giving this information, which I've been doing for so long, you got to ask yourself, besides the babysitter, why do you want to keep your kids in a social and political indoctrination center for the purpose of lifetime slavery? Next, California State Senator Wiener wants to make drag queen shows mandatory for school kids. See, you know I'm not making this stuff up now, right? Remember, many, many months and years ago, I would say, I know you think I'm making this stuff up. I'm not. This is all real. Published articles in the public domain. Former Massachusetts gym teacher accused of sexually assaulting girls as young as six. Next, gay Hawaii teacher busted for sex with 13-year-old male student. And by the way, there was shared pedophilia rape videos online. Can't make this stuff up. You can't make, there's no way you can make this stuff up. Next, Alaskan children was served floor sealant instead of milk. Next, Michigan's lesbian attorney general wants a drag queen in every school. You can't make this stuff up, people. Come on. Next, Arizona School Club on Leadership and Diversity asked students if their heterosexuality, this is in quotes, if their heterosexuality was a phase that they would grow out of. Unbelievable. Next, queer ethics professor calls for pedophilia to be destigmatized and taught in school. Look, the powers that be are doing everything to normalize and legalize pedophilia because they need to hide their crimes. Why do you think the Epstein lists were not publicly sent out? You think that's a coincidence? Heck no. Next, taxpayer-funded child abuse. New York City schools are spending over $200,000 on drag queen shows for children. That is taxpayer-funded child abuse. Okay, I'm going to rush into health care, and then I'm going to go into general news, folks. I'm ripping it out here. Information that we all need to hear. You need to see the corruption. You need to see the grooming. You need to see the manipulation. You need to see how prosperity and the American way is gone, and you need to think about speaking up for survival. Okay? So here we are, healthcare. Documents show Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines cause autoimmune disease. Next, and these are all published articles in the public domain. Rich and Vince isn't making any of this stuff up. Shocking microscopy photos of blood clots extracted from those who suddenly died, crystalline structures. And Dr. Jane Ruby basically was giving new information about self-assembling clots and nanowires found in fully vaccinated cadavers. You are hearing me correctly. Next, healthy young people now dying in mass across Australia, and the corporate media still won't mention vaccines. Look, there are countries like Australia who jumped on the bandwagon first because they were the coercion worked because they didn't have guns. They couldn't say no. Next, low IQ fact checkers are paid by pharma to remove anti-pharma content from the internet. Look, there's so much information. I'm going to shortcut. I also listen to a lot of interviews. I'm not going to have the time to get into too many specifics because I have so much information. But do a little homework here, folks. Go to DrTenPenny.com. She has a new website. She's a patriot. She's a physician. She knows her stuff. DrTenPenny.com. And Dr. Judy Mikovits, you got to listen to some of what she's saying. She has the evidence. This is democide, which is murder by government. One recent interview on the Stu Peters show, and she says this is a manufactured virus. She says this isn't even SARS or COVID-2. And she admits the journals are fraud and that they're lying to doctors. Look, doctors literally are afraid. I've given articles on the air that they are literally afraid to say the truth because they're afraid of losing their job and their status and their money. That's not a true doctor, because that's the Hippocratic oath that they gave. See, that's the thing. When you enable people, oaths, vows, word of honor, work ethic, everything goes to crap. Okay, I got to move on here. I would love to go into tangents. I don't have the time. CDC pushes masks for monkeypox, then immediately drops the recommendation as it was exposed as a political stunt. It's monkeypox isn't even airborne, folks. We've talked about how monkeypox is coming on board because people are taking the jab and they're losing their immune system, okay? And we've also talked about how the majority of the cases are homosexual men. Next, sudden adult death syndrome, or SADS, is the new name for vaccine deaths in the medical establishment play pretend rally. Next, human resource feminists in Canada are threatening to fire people who dislike COVID restrictions. This is like Mao, Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, all wrapped into one. What's going on here, folks? FDA uses fraudulent data to justify pushing COVID shots on infants and toddlers. This is genocide at every level, to every demographic, people. New study concludes lockdown caused at least 170,000 excess deaths in the U.S. Absolutely. Think about what a lockdown does to people economically, to more suicides, more drug use. And I'm going to talk about that here in a couple of seconds. New Heritage Foundation study. Youth suicide rates are significantly higher in states where puberty blockers, trans drugs, are accessible to children. This is so dangerous, folks. And the same drugs that are used to chemically castrate pedophiles are now being handed out to children to make them trans. Look, it's not just about death. It's also about depopulation. They don't want procreation. They want a lot less people. And I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. We should have years ago had voluntary population control. We could have done it easily. Like, for example, you get $1 million for getting a vasectomy or your tubes tied. We didn't need genocide. We didn't need eugenics. We didn't need wars. We didn't need toxic poison drugs and food. We don't need this. Number of transgender youth on the rise. Most of the youth are in Democrat-led states, and that's just one of the reasons why the exodus out of the blue Democrat states to the red states are occurring. And guess what? Now Kamala Harris is put in charge of the Ministry of Gender Truth to harass anybody who doesn't bow down to the LGBT insanity. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is beyond 1984 Orwellian. This is beyond Twilight Zone. It's unbelievable. And see how they throw the word truth in there? That's how they use professional wordsmithing. That's how they use subliminal messaging, Hegelian dialectic. That's how they brainwash people, is by switching words. Okay, next. And there's so many transgender use, whether it be tweets or, and I know this information is being censored up and down, but there's so many kids coming out, young adults, with talking about their irreversible surgical damage and how they have so many regrets for doing this. Look, we've mentioned the suicide rate, especially in certain groups, like when a female wants to be transgendered to a male, at least one suicide attempt of 50.8%, if you recall that. I haven't given that too long ago. Next, third military aircraft in a week crashes in Southern California. Look, we've talked about all the, whether it be military or commercial, pilots dying of heart attacks, having strokes, having blood clots. We've talked about cardiologists saying that 30% of pilots today wouldn't even pass the physical test because of the jab. Next, how a California House passes infanticide bill legalizing the killing of newborn babies 7 days or more after birth. People, it has nothing to do with woman's health or woman's rights. It has everything to do with harvesting baby parts to pass on to the elite for whether it be adrenochrome or giving new parts to old rich people. That's what it is. Next, death claims up $6 billion, fifth largest life insurance company, paid out for 163% more working age deaths in 2021. We're halfway through 2022. Can you imagine what this is going to be like? If you follow the money, you can catch the truth, people, despite all the propaganda, deletions, and hiding of and the censorship that's going on. Medicare data shows a 50% rise in all cause mortality of the elderly for the first time ever. What do you think that's from? Next, COVID-19 resurgence in the fall will be caused by vaccinated people. Vaccinated people. I'm out of breath talking about these studies. And a bombshell Oxford study, speaking of, less than 6% of approved medical drugs are backed by high-quality evidence to support benefits. We have to be aware of that. Read the adverse events, the side effects, the contraindications before you take...
Some people are stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be. Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
As we say it early and often, don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. Including here, do your own research, make up your own mind. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop healthcare, except for I want to talk about one interview with Karen Kingston. It's about a 20-minute interview, and this is all documented. And it was an interview with Brandon House, and which is Mike Lindell's Frank Speech. And Frank Speech, and don't forget, Speech is spelled with a double E. Double-E-S-P-E-E-C-H. But this is a little homework assignment for the listeners around the world. Go to frankspeech.com. This interview is titled DOD Defense and Big Pharma Collusion. And she basically talks about, and this is all documented. This is patented. Patented. Okay? She proves how the spike proteins have inserted. Are you ready for this? Three major things. Synthetic, weaponized snake venoms, including deadly bacteria from a rabies virus, and HIV. Okay? This is an addition to this mRNA technology. And this spike protein bioweapon, this S2P, this is all patented stuff. This is documented. This is in their own paperwork. And she talks about how the DOD entered into a contract to create crimes against humanity and the American people. Our own Department of Defense. And she talks about and explains how Pfizer has no more legal protection from liability. So those of you who have had your friends, your family, yourselves damaged or dead because of these injections, she explains how Pfizer has no more legal liability. And her website is KarenKingston.net. She is extremely intelligent. She is an American treasure. I see her all over the independent media. She reads, she researches, she's articulate. She is a hero. I beg you to see this. I believe it's maybe a little over 20 minutes, titled DOD Defense and Big Pharma Collusion on frankspeech.com. So what I'm going to do now, I'm ripping out information, folks, that is absolutely mandatory that you hear. I'm just going to give bullet points. I'm going to try to reduce my comments because of time. So here we go. Literally no one is watching Joe Biden White House videos. And by the way, we all know it's a set, right? The viewership is abysmal and pathetic. Next. Supreme Court rules against denying illegal aliens on public assistance. So not only are we going to bring millions of illegal unvetted aliens, mostly military-age men, through our borders to take your food, your jobs, they're also, you're going to also be paying for their public assistance like welfare that they didn't put into the kitty. Congratulations. Next. Fake news blowout. USA Today removes 23 articles after investigation founder reporter fabricated sources. That's called made up, folks. And Project Veritas even exposed CBS for using their own in-house reporting to fact check stories. You can't make this stuff up. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is what happens when you don't use hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards and expectations, and accountability. This is what happens to your country. It's a designed demolition. Next, Russia and China planning some simultaneous attack to eliminate the United States and occupy North America. I've given several of these articles. I don't have a crystal ball. These are published articles in the public domain. You better wake up, folks. You better wake up. Next. American weapons are sent to Ukraine, ending up on sale on the dark web. Not only did Joe Biden, the Democrats, give away $86 billion of our high-tech weaponry to our enemies, all the weapons that he's sending over are going into our enemies' hands. And they're making a profit off of it. Look, folks, everything with Ukraine is to hide the crimes for elite. We've given articles on biolabs, on money laundering operations, on organ harvesting, on adrenochrome harvesting. How come Pelosi's kid, Biden's kid, Romney's kid, Kerry's kid is protected? The attack is on the poor and middle-class white male heterosexuals, not the elite white males. They are controlling everything, including the narratives. We'll be right back, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rolling Stone is reporting a second American has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. A State Department spokesman confirmed in an email statement the death of U.S. citizen Stephen Zabielski. The president and first lady visit a local COVID-19 vaccination clinic hosted by the District of Columbia's Department of Health. That'll take place at 2:30 this afternoon, Eastern. With the highest gas tax in America, California will increase the rate by 3 cents a gallon at the end of the month. Tens of thousands of railway workers walked off the job in Britain on Tuesday, bringing the train system to a crawl in the country's biggest transit strike for nearly three decades. About 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff were holding a 24-hour strike. The Made for TV January 6 committee is set to resume today. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is scheduled to testify. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
The leadership, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, are being called out for taking $350 million of payments from an unknown source. When a court ordered them to reveal the paperwork, the government agency hid the source of the payment by redacting the paperwork. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, and Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas on Monday, released a video outlining how the GOP might investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci's possible conflict of interest to the American people. Jordan and Marshall say that if the Republican Party wins back the House, the GOP will look to investigate 11 virologists, including Fauci, because the country deserves the truth, the congressman said. Vice President Kamala Harris failed a history lesson about Juneteenth holiday Monday, telling kids that black people were enslaved in America for 400 years.
Today is a day to celebrate the principle of freedom. And think about it in terms of the context of history, knowing that black people in America were not free for 400 years of slavery, but then at the end of slavery, right? And when that declaration happened, when the proclamation, Emancipation Proclamation happened, then America had to really think about defining freedom.
The vice president was off by more than 150 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, the United States is 246 years old, and Vice President got that one wrong, right? Saying that black people have been enslaved in the United States for 400 years. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, we have treason and stupidity, like railroad tracks rolling side by side, and it's infinite. It's unbelievable. All right, folks, more information to wake people up. I'm not going to get to 50%, but here we go. The Department of Justice, is launching hate crime snitch lines. But, of course, all hate crime are going to be targeting conservatives, Christians, and pro-life baby defenders. In other words, if you are into facts, truth, evidence, you are going to be a domestic terrorist or a white supremacist or controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, mental and violent conspiracy theorist. That's right. Next, transgender ideology. A male went in to give blood, to donate blood, and he was rejected because he refused to answer if he was pregnant. You can't make this stuff up. The Pentagon quietly admits funding 46 biolabs in Ukraine after months of dismissing Russian allegations as propaganda. Remember, Russia did it. Russia, Russia, Russia. These people denied the biolabs for how long? A long time. And now they're admitting to it, folks. Look, this is very disturbing. Russia is now far more Christian than America and just introduced a new law criminalizing LGBT propaganda. Russia's protecting their people a hundredfold more than America is protecting their people. I mean, I've seen Russian, and I've commented on this on the air, Russian advertisements, commercials with their military, and these are military-age men with muscle, with size, with stamina, and no fat. And then we see our propaganda commercials. It's unbelievable. Do you know right now the U.S. Navy is trying to correct pronouns, and the Army is teaching critical race theory to West Point cadets. Even Japan has just ruled that same-sex marriage is now unconstitutional. We are watching every country, including our own enemies, get stronger and more prosperous, while our own so-called leaders, and they're not leaders, the seditious, treasonous, dictator, Nazi, fascist sellouts. And we see what's happening around with certain countries around the world, and they are going, we are literally destroying, we are letting our so-called leaders, in quotes, destroy our country, and we are vulnerable to attack, folks. This is going to be a takeover, and it's going to be ugly. You better wake up. We need to raise the bars of standards and expectations and do our job. But no one's doing their flipping job. Polls show Americans give poor ratings to U.S. moral values. It's a record high. Look, all these words, they're like buzzwords. Would it be ethics, morals, values, rule of law, due process, restitution, accountability? These words mean nothing because they're skewed based on one's group, especially victim group or protectionist group status, on purpose to divide and conquer the American people. Miss Universe organization calls for inclusive language when speaking about periods. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Representative Adam Kissinger enters a House bill that would allow Biden to declare war with Russia without the consent of Congress or the people. This is treason. Treason. This is sedition. This is how desperate people are when they have to hide major crimes, whether it be election fraud, climate change, the bioweapon, depopulation. What's the other word for depopulation? Murder. Next, Ukrainian Red Cross accused of involvement in harvesting children's organs. You know what's really ironic, folks? My mother was born in the Ukraine portion of Russia. It was Russia at the time. And now Russia is the safest place. She came here in the early 50s, at around 20 years old. And the irony is, Russia is a way safer country right now than America, and getting a lot more prosperous, where we're losing ground in that category incredibly. And if Russia cuts off our supply of enriched uranium to the U.S. and power companies, America's nuclear energy reactors are gonna crash and burn. Do you know we're buying? Because I've given these articles. There's a reason why I give these articles. There's a lot of reasons. Published in the public domain. But we're buying gas from Russia, folks, because they're selling it to countries like India. They're selling it to us with a huge spread and profit margin from Russia. This is what's happening. And we have all the natural resources we want. We were energy independent under Trump. You can't even make this stuff up, people. Okay, moving on. Cash Patel calls out FBI over January 6th. What were they doing with plainclothes informants? Look, the FBI is outed. They were involved in the Whitmer kidnapping case. I've given articles where the FBI are called the SS and Gestapo. Here's another article. FBI admitted to running operations in the crowd at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. It was a setup, absolutely, and it's proven. Rudy Giuliani says, 5 days after the riot, I submitted evidence to the FBI that Antifa was involved in the death of Ashley Babbitt. What happened? Nothing. Next, I think we're going to get criminal charges against Ray and Garland. Thousands of whistleblowers are blowing up. Look, all of you people, whether it be FBI, CIA, DARPA, doesn't matter where you are at, military, any government worker, you need to forget about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, because that's what they want you to think. These are divide and conquer strategies. This is political correct deception. We need whistleblowers. We need heroes. Everybody should come out and tell the independent media what you know. Go to a big outfit like InfoWars and Alex Jones and Steve Bannon, where they have people that are big enough to vet the information. Next, as inflation skyrockets, markets collapse, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says Fed is examining U.S. central bank digital currency. Come on, people. This was the plan. We've talked about this for years. This has been their plan for years. All of this, everything you're seeing is planned for the consolidation of power, money, control, and depopulation. Do you understand? This is the aristocracy versus the serfs, and everyone's going to be a serf except for a few of the wealthiest families that didn't even earn their money, folks. Food prices set to soar even more. Kraft, Tyson, and McDonald's owners say higher fuel, labor, and ingredient costs will be passed on to the customers. This is why we've given so many ideas and solutions on preparedness. Okay, police stage mass arrest of right-wingers' protests of the LGBTQ and all the other alphabets. Pride in event in Idaho. This was planned, all of it. Do you know that the Patriot Front member was using their own FBI megaphone? It said FBI on it. You can't even make this stuff up, people. And Eric Swalwell spent almost $60,000 in 6 weeks on traveling through luxury hotels and limo service. And guess who paid for that bill, folks? You did. That's why we say people are blackmailed or bought and paid for. You remember Eric Swalwell? He was boinking the Chinese spy. We all remember that. Next. After waging war in the oil industry, Biden's White House is now blaming oil refineries for not doing their patriotic duty. Folks, he shut down pipelines. He shut down oil leases. And he thinks you're so stupid that you're going to blame the oil industry or Putin for your high gas prices. That's how dumb these people think you are. To decode that, they have very little respect for you. This is why when the powers that be have certain groups demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations, they're insulting your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence. That's how dumb they think you are. The little guy is maxing out his credit card. We talked about this in the context of margin calls as a metaphor. Everybody is maxing everything out, because their bills, their interest rates, everything's going through the moon, including food, inflation across the board. Next, small business owners' expectations for the future fall to a 48-year low. This is one of the objectives, remember, to get rid of small and medium-sized business. So with a fascist system, you got to go to them for services, for products, and they can basically say, well, you want to take the jab? You take the jab, and then we'll give you food. You let us pedophile your children, we'll give you the food. You force your kids into public government schools, and we'll give you food. That's how this works, people. The Biden administration is coordinating migrant invasions of the U.S. by shipping illegals deeper into the country. Absolutely. We've proven this time and time again. These people are not leaders. They are the enemy. They're treasonous. They're seditious. They're dictators. They're totalitarian Nazis. Okay? This is a take down and take over. We've used these terms a million times. Next, real inflation for the vast majority of Americans is far higher than what's being reported. Steve Cortez broke it down on the Steve Bannon show, okay, the War Room. And he talked about, he had a chart on gas, on utilities, on at-home food. It's up over a 25% increase. And if you go to John Williams at shadowstats.com, which we've quoted many times, paraphrased, we have a minimum inflation rate of 16 to 17% right now, folks. And Obama is installing a 2,500-gallon commercial-grade propane tank at his Martha Vineyard vacation home, and you're not allowed to have any, quote-unquote, fuel, fossil fuels. We need practice with your preach laws, folks. These people are hypocrites. They throw double standards around like it's a baseball. It's unbelievable. Next, Michael Moore calls for repeal of the Second Amendment. Okay, Michael, you better make sure that, like that bodyguard of yours who just got arrested, who is carrying weapons to protect your fat ass, while you live in a guarded, gated community. That's hypocrisy, Michael Moore. Next, 7 mass shootings this weekend in Democrat cities. The reason why I chose this article, because Gavin Newsom thinks you are so dumb. He basically talked about how the Democrat cities were in red states, and he's blaming red states when it's run by liberal Democrats. You can't, that's how stupid these people think you are. And the IRS is even buying up ammo while the government intends to make it harder for citizens to acquire. Remember years ago we gave Social Security and all these other government departments were buying up ammo then. You can't make this stuff up. Next, George Soros-funded investors are buying dozens of Spanish-language radio stations.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, if you'd like a list of items to consider for purchasing right now, send me an email and I'll send you a copy of the list. Instructor@usaprepares.com, INSTRUCTOR, at USAPREPARES.com. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, I'm just going to mention eight more articles here. I deleted them all over the breaks. The commercial interrupted my last one, so I'm going to redo that. George Soros thinks that Latinos and Hispanics are stupid, because he's buying up all Spanish language radio stations right now to basically sell propaganda to the Latinos and Hispanic community with, so you don't vote Republican. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Next, there's a new documentary, a little more homework I'm offering here. It's titled Standing in the Gap. Standing in the Gap, and it discusses how our votes have been stolen and manipulated for decades. And you can go to thegatewaypundit.com to get information on this new film documentary. And EV startup Electric Last Mile Solutions declares bankruptcy less than a year after going public. That's code for they didn't get enough subsidies to push the narrative. And look, I've even read articles where people are literally using gas generators to charge their EV batteries. You just can't make this stuff up. People realize you can't go very far. You can't go anywhere. It's costly. People just don't want them. Next, Washington Redskins' Jack Del Rio fined $100,000 for asking why Black Lives Matter riots weren't being investigated. Look, the BLM Antifa riots, well, let's just call them bland Tifa, okay? They murdered people. They raped people. They destroyed businesses like $2 billion worth of damage during the riots. And they weren't getting investigated. He's absolutely right. And they have the gall. Look, stop watching the NFL. Stop watching any bread and circuses, folks. They've all been bought and paid for. They've sold out. They're American sellouts. You have a few Patriots left like Jack Del Rio, and that's it. Stop watching it. Next, David Hogg says putting more cops in schools may endanger non-white students. This is propaganda to create more race wars, more divide and conquer strategies. Next, 168 deleted files recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop. And one of them, by the way, I'm not seeing a lot of it, but one of them he was bragging about on audio. This is Hunter Biden. How his father will do anything he says. I want you to think about how scary that is. Next, 81 million votes. Do you really think that when you have a so-called president, we all know he's an installed resident and he didn't win, when you have an approval rating of less than 33% and less than 21% by independents, and you know how polls are skewed, they're all rigged, this is what they're admitting to, do you really think these people got 81 million votes? Do you know that the DNC was forced to move the Kamala Harris fundraiser into the fall because they couldn't sell enough tickets? Do you really think these people got 81 million votes with all the voter fraud, the election fraud, the foreign interference that we've given over the last year and a half? Really? Please send me a check and I'll send you a bridge. Vince, I know we have seconds left, but I'm going to give you the microphone. I want to thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment rights.
You know, Rich, I get emails when you're not on the air, as you were not last week. I got emails, where's Rich? People were really worried about you. And so let me just say it in your presence. Class, sometimes instructors have things to do, as do I. And we really feel for our own safety that we really shouldn't tell you exactly what we're doing. So that's why we don't say exactly what's happening. But now that it's over, I can tell you, Rich was in the bush. He needed a day off to accomplish some things that he needed to do. Okay? That's why he wasn't here. He wasn't sick. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in the emergency room. He's fine. Rich, any comments about that?
Well, Vince, tell the truth. I was practicing my air banjo routine.
Okay, so Rich, Elon Musk's ex-wife, Justine, says she's very proud of their normal, that's her term, normal, 18-year-old for filing paperwork to change his name and his gender. Elon Musk's son, 18 years old, wants to be a girl. And the best part of it is, Elon Musk's ex-wife is very proud of this. If that isn't propaganda, I don't know what is. And what would you do if you had an ex-wife who said publicly she was really proud of your twisted son wanting to be a girl and legally wanting to change his sex and his name? What an outrage. What an outrage. It's happening all over. And people are falling for this nonsense, class. So if you want to get the list of things to consider purchasing right now, email me, please, instructor@usapreparis.com, and I'll send it out post-haste. Absolutely free. Rich, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank
Life
you. My
can
pleasure.
Be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.